You're listening to the one show that looks at business from a different perspective. It's The Coaching Perspective with your host, Master Certified Coach, Doug Gefeller.
Welcome to today's episode of The Coaching Perspective. I'm your host, Doug Gefeller, and the title for today's show is Your Confidence Showing? And we're going to have fun with that. Well, if you're listening to this show live, then you are on octalkradio.net. And if you are not live, then you must be listening to our podcast either from Podbeam or our website. Well, if you are live and you'd like to participate in the discussion, be sure to call in with your questions, comments, agreements, disagreements. Let me give you those numbers, 949-713-6443 and 949-713-6447. Hey, it is talk radio. No, it's not just talk radio. It's octalkradio.net. Well, I'd love it if you join me on the air. And if you're not, thanks for catching us after the fact. Well, today's guest is Ann Bennett. Ann is an award-winning art director, an expert in graphic design, marketing, and branding. She spent over 25 years making some of the world's most prestigious magazines what they are today. She tells me these are magazines that many of our listeners have probably read or read on a regular basis, where you've seen her marketing genius at work. So what magazines? Well, Us Magazine, Skiing Magazine, Popular Mechanic, Los Angeles Magazine, and as she says, the icon of them all, Vogue Magazine, where she discovered that the devil really does wear Prada. I love it, Ann. She's also an author, radio host, professional speaker, and the founder of her 7-step irresistible marketing and mindset system. In her business, she uses her marketing and branding genius, and these are her words, to help women entrepreneurs make significant 6-figure incomes. She's also been known to make a few male clients extraordinarily successful, too. Oh, I flubbed the punchline. Well, we got that out of the way. The rest of the show is going to be perfect. She is the proud co-founder of an organization called livingbeyondbelief.org. It's a unique charity saving the lives of teenagers who've been affected by the AIDS virus. Join me in welcoming today's guest, Ann Bennett. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Doug. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I've been looking forward to this. For those of you listening, I've had the benefit of hearing Ann do some presentation at the International Coach Federation Orange County chapter, and she's a regular attendee at those monthly meetings, so I get to see her and talk to her. And finally, I've captured you to be on our show, Ann, so I'm glad to have you here.
Well, thank you for getting me to slow down enough to sit down and talk to you on your show. I appreciate it.
I thank you for being here. I'm not sure you're sitting down, and I doubt you're slowing down. So we're going to have a
I start sitting down, and then I stand up later when I get excited.
Okay. Well, look, let's jump right into it and share with our audience what you did before your current business. So what's kind of your background? Let us know.
Well,
where you're
as you were saying, Doug, it was such a great introduction. I always have to breathe and remind myself of all the things that have gone before that have brought me to where I am right now. And, I had a long career in New York in the publishing field, doing marketing as well as design. And, and I love the creative aspect of making something from nothing. It's really the most creative way that we all do our lives anyway, kind of out of the air. And it's kind of what I call audacious living. And so I had a long background in that, and I left New York and came out to California. And when I did that, I came upon one of my birthdays, one of those big birthdays with a zero on it, the kind you don't really want to talk about.
I haven't had any of those, but go ahead.
Yeah. And, it was just one of those kind of epiphanies where I woke up, I looked in the mirror, and I thought to myself, wow, I've accomplished all these things so far, and none of it really landed like it was really that meaningful as meaningful as I actually want my life to be. So it was really in that moment that I started to do a lot of studying, a lot of inward kinds of self-reflection, as well as studying marketing and branding from all the major gurus that are out there. Fabienne Fredrickson, Max Simon, and Suzanne Evans, to name a few. And really taking kind of the best practices out there and then putting them together into a seven-step system, really to teach people, and a lot of it, my focus is to teach coaches, how to market themselves and make a really good six-figure business.
Okay, great. So now that we've got that, tell us what your business is today. What do you do and who do you do it for?
Well, today I work with author, speaker, coaches, and trainers. A lot of coaches, a lot of people that are what I call helping professionals who are heart-centered, heart-based, and really into serving other people with their expertise. Those are my clients, and we work together to really develop kind of what I call a unique marketing, or what I call marketing your unique genius. I have a seven-step program that I developed really to walk people through how does marketing work, what do I need to write, what does it need to look like, how does it work? Because most people, particularly coaches, anyone who is really a specialist at what they do, they're really, really great at what they do, but they really don't understand marketing. And that's just because they were never taught. They don't understand that most of their business is actually 80% of it is doing marketing. And, you know, marketing kind of gets a bad rap. Like, people don't really like the word marketing when you say it. So what I like to describe it as, you're merely, it's the transference of enthusiasm from one person to another. And that's what I call marketing.
I love that. Repeat that again once more for our audience.
The transference of enthusiasm from one person to another. That's marketing.
Yeah.
And naturally, you know, all of us have been doing that since we were little children, since we were babies.
And, you know, we do it all the time about things that have nothing to do with our business. We do it about a book we read. We do it about the movie we went to. We do it about a new person we met. And when it comes down to our business, that thing that we spend all our time on, we stumble and,
you know,
and stutter
it's so true,
and,
Doug.
And fall
it's like
all over it. Why is that, Ann?
When it comes down to being about yourself or myself, you know, I get really self-conscious. And I think that it comes down to people don't understand the value, the transformation that they actually give another person when they're working with them. We think of it as like, oh, I do coaching, or I walk you through a series of questions or whatever. But the reality of it is what you actually do is transform lives. People's lives are left better and expanded because you were working with them, you were coaching them, and you were giving your service to them. And I think that we have a tendency to naturally support others more than we support ourselves. So when I work with my clients, I really work with them on the benefits that people get from working with them. And I like to say it, you know, as like the transformation that you actually cause another person, and getting very, very clear, like clarity is one of my main points with people, getting very, very clear and then having the confidence to really say, yeah, you know, this is what I'm doing. I'm not really coaching you on X. I'm actually causing a value much, much greater than that.
And you know, this transformation, I mean, this is such a big idea, and I appreciate you for jumping right into it at the beginning of the show here. You know, we have this impact on people all day long from the moment we get up, whether it's you roll over in bed and you the first words to your spouse sort of set the tone of the conversation for the day. You're up, you're grouchy, you don't want to be communicated with, or you're loving and caring, whatever it is. And that goes, and that impacts that person, and it impacts the way their day goes. And we go through this transformation exercise with every person we come into contact during the day.
All day long. You know what? I say to people, just smile. Just smile. Not only do you give yourself like the endorphins and everything that comes out of your brain when you smile, but it causes other people to smile too. They don't even know what they're smiling at.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, I asked you earlier, and you said, you know, if you had to kind of define yourself, you're a marketing coach. Would you say that's right?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I would say, yes, I am. I'm actually an expert in client attraction and how to bring people into your business, the kind of people that you really, really want to work with. And really be what I call, you know, who do you want to be a hero for? It's like we all can work with all sorts of different people in all sorts of different areas, but it's really important to focus yourself in a specific arena with specific people so that you can market them and they can find you and you can tell them what it is you do. So I really call it, you know, who do you want to be a hero for? When you're looking at, you know, where you want to focus your marketing, a lot of what people do when they're starting out is they think that's limiting to decide what people do you really want to serve, because they think they can't do anything else but that. But the reality of it is it just gives you an opportunity to focus your attention in one place. And we know when you can focus yourself in one place is when all the magic and all the power happens.
And you know, I love the way you explain that. You know, if you tell me I need a marketing coach, I don't get real excited. I start to think of brochures and print and wording things and all of that stuff that is, you know, I don't think of as what I want to do during the day. But when you tell me you're going to coach me on how to attract people, coach me on how to be a hero to my clients, boy, does that resonate powerfully with me. I love your choice of words there.
Thank you. I think, you know, it's part of the, I guess, you know, saying a marketing coach, I have a marketing mindset, actually, that I coach from. So I do have, you know, I'm much like any other type of coach, you know, I'm working with you on your essence, what I call your energy signature. And we all have different energy signatures. You know, it's not all about being really outgoing and gregarious and extra super, whatever. There's certain energy signatures that we all have that we were just born that way, right? It's a natural way. Some of us are, more quiet and very grounded and very nurturing. Some of us are more excitable, and what I consider, you know, myself is kind of the more excitable, audacious, let's see how far we can push the envelope type of person. Some people are more very, very grounded in their approach, you know, and everyone has something that they bring to the table that's uniquely theirs.
And, you know, I had never heard this term energy signature before. I'm kind of fascinated with it. Is this something that, based on your experiences, that you feel you can, does it take long to identify what your client's energy signature is for you to identify?
It takes about 2 seconds. It's like,
okay.
Doug, it's like if you walk into a room,
what's
right?
My energy signature, Ann?
What's yours?
Yeah, what's mine? You know me a little bit.
I do, and you know, and I got this from you the first time that I met you, is you're a very solid type of energy, and a very you're a little more on the quiet side, but very attentive. So when I get in your energy field and I get with you, I feel very, very safe.
Okay.
And it's just something that you probably naturally do that you don't even know that you do. It's the effect that you have when I'm in your space. What shows up for me is kind of a sense of calm and a sense of really being grounded and really being seen. And all of those things are very, very powerful.
So when you identify, thank you very much. So when you identify this signature, does that then become a basis for the kind of marketing message program that you would outline for me or for your client?
Yeah, I like to use that as a kind of a jumping off point, right? Because in terms of marketing, I mean, when you're networking and you're out there in the face-to-face, where I think most of us, that's where business starts and that's where business, it never ends, right? It's always face-to-face. So it's good to know, you know, what you're, when you come into a room, what's going to happen, you know, which kinds of people are going to be attracted to you, and then to be able to speak to them in their language. It's always important. I like to have my clients write a story about themselves, which I call your irresistible, compelling story, where you actually write about your life and what brought you to where you are today, like what brought you coaching or what brought you, because a lot of us have different backgrounds. We came from something else. We were working in something else, and then we were like, shoot, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to really help people or do something else that I find more valuable. And so the energy signature is part of that. And it gives you a place to really acknowledge yourself and really become confident in what you bring without doing anything. You know, we're all very, very big doers. We're kind of raised that way. Let me do more things, take more action. And I actually am a firm believer that being your true self is the most effective form of success or marketing. It's the most effective formula that you can use.
Boy, it's sure got to be a heck of a lot easier.
Right. It makes it really easy, right? Because you're not trying to be somebody else or market like somebody else, or, you know, you see somebody else who's successful in a particular way. That doesn't mean that's the way you're going to be successful. We all want the answers, but the reality of the creation of a business or the creation of your coaching or whatever it is you're doing is, yes, you can take, you know, there are basic, you know, I teach people basic marketing, but what I like to infuse it with is all these other things that we're talking about, your energy signature, your unique genius, the things that make it exciting and unique for people to find you instead of someone else.
I love it. Thank you. And I've kind of taken you down a track that we hadn't talked about before the show. So, hey, way to hang in there and go with me down these interesting rabbit trails of dialogue. Well, look, let me ask you a question. We always ask all our guests this question, and most of us can point to some experience in life, something we read, something that happened to us, that sort of forms our guiding principle of what our career, our life is about. What would mm-hmm. that be for you?
That's a really great question, you know, and I think it's one that we all can think about, you know, for ourselves. I know for me, when I, you know, I'm a child of the 60s, so when I was raised, and my father is a high school principal, and when I was raised, you know, there were two choices that you could make for a woman in a career. One of them was to be obviously a mother and a housewife, and the other one was to be a school teacher. And, of course, I chose to do neither one of those things. I told my father, I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to go to New York City. I'm going to make a living. I'm going to do all these things, right? And I was always very motivated by, my father used to say no to me a lot. He used to say, you know, you really can't do that. And that's a very motivating factor for me. I'm the kind of person, when somebody tells me I can't do something, that's usually the first thing I'm going to prove them wrong that I'm going to go do. So I have this kind of already built into who I am, right? So I started to live, you know, the principles that I like to teach my clients is to be really audacious. Like, do things boldly. Do things that other people tell you, oh, you know, that's not going to work, or I've done that before, it's not going to work. Like one of my clients recently, I love this guy, he's so awesome. You know, my tag is actually supporting women entrepreneurs and a few good men. Because
no,
I love the people that
there's only a few good men. You're implying that you're only working with a few.
I work
right?
with them. Those are the ones I work with. So it's really clear. You know, I love the idea, and I teach my clients this. When you're writing who you want to work with, like this is an exercise that we do, where you write down who my perfect client is that I want to be a hero for, and what do they like, and what's their personality like. You kind of create a whole vision, a whole avatar, if you will, of who those people are. You also write who you don't work with. Because it's called, you know, you attract your client, and you also repel people who are not your client. And the way that you do this, and it's a little bit of a different thinking than what most people say, but you actually want to repel people that you don't want to work with, so that you're only working with people that you love. You kind of blur the line of between, you know, professional and friendship. There's a little groove in there that you kind of walk, so that everyone that you're working with is like almost like your friends. There's a really, really tight connection, even though you're the one obviously in the lead, right, in the lead mm-hmm. position. But it's very important to be clear about who you don't work with so that you can turn those people to someone else because they're perfect for somebody else.
I love it. It's selective, being selective.
Yeah, it's very selective. I tell my clients to cherry pick who they want to work with. And they find that, you know, when they're turning people away, the people that they really want to work with come forward. It's kind of what do you call that when, you know, it seems like the opposite. It's kind of like taking kind of contrary action to what you think is supposed to happen. It's almost like you turn people away to get the people that you really want.
Sort of counterintuitive?
Yeah, it can be counterintuitive, or it's kind of like, you know, it's one of those paradigm shifts that you need to make in how you think about things. So I do a lot of coaching with my clients around that, because we all have this, you know, I'm trying to get things off the ground. I'm just going to, whoever comes to me, I'm going to coach, right? Or whoever comes to me, I'm going to serve, depending on what your business is. But when you're working in a service-based business, you really want those people to be, first of all, you want them to love you, right? And think you're great.
Yeah.
That's always fabulous. And, you know, you want them to really want to be working with you. And so we build all the marketing around that so that people identify you as basically what one of my mentors says, which I love this expression, you're the only person in a dark cave with a flashlight. And you have the way out. So people are coming to you and they're seeing you and they're understanding that you're the big problem solver.
Hold on to your flashlight for just a minute. We're going to take a commercial break and then we're going to come back and shine the light on some other issues here.
If you're a Southern California business owner or executive, this message is for you. For over 17 years, Doug Gaffella has been coaching executives, helping them create and improve the effectiveness of teams and individual team members. What makes Doug's approach unique and successful is his fundamental approach. Doug looks at the coaching from the perspective of the client, not the coach. Doug has helped hundreds of companies and led over 1,000 planning meetings that have changed lives and the course of many successful firms throughout Southern California. If you're interested in learning more, go to www.criticalmassforbusiness.com and learn about our executive coaching and team development. Critical Mass for Business is a professional executive coaching and team development company and is the fastest growing business advisory firm in Orange County.
Yeah. Okay, we're back, and that was a wonderful commercial. I've changed the website. You might want to go to www.thecoachingperspective, and that's where you can find more information. But, hey, we're catching up with everything here. So we're talking to Ann Bennett today, and she is sharing with us some of her audacious ideas about marketing and what we should do. So, Ann, tell us a little bit. You do a lot of work with coaches. What do you see as the biggest challenge that coaches, the people you're coaching, what is the challenge they're facing today?
Well, you know, Doug, I think the biggest challenge is kind of what we touched on a little bit earlier, but really that sense of self, that sense of clarity about the transformation that you cause another person in your work, and also the confidence to say, hey, you know, just sharing, it's not really, you know, I have a different technique for sales as well as marketing. And so, you know, it's really just sharing what you do and saying, hey, you know, this is what I do. If you find that interesting, you know, I'd love to speak to you about it further. That kind of thing. I find a lot of times with coaches is that they aren't really clear about what it is they do, or they do everything. You know, I'm a life coach. It's like, okay, I don't know what to say to that, right? Because it kind of covers the gamut of everything. But if you say, you know, I'm a coach and I my expertise is focus, teaching you how to focus, or my expertise is clarity around your finances, or clarity around your passion in life, or clarity around whatever. You know, those kinds of things are going to ring. People are going to be able to understand what that is. A lot of times coaches want to talk about, are you coachable? What is coaching to people? It's really, nobody cares what you do. It's kind of like you were saying to me, well, I don't wake up in the morning and go, I got to hire a marketing coach, you know, or I got to hire a life coach. Nobody really wakes up and thinks that. You know, but what they might think is, you know, I'd really like to lose some weight, or I would really like to solve a specific problem. One of the best ways to kind of think of that is, you know, a lot of people want to serve moms, right? There's moms is a big group out there of people. But if you took it and said, okay, I want to really coach moms with ADD, you would really have quite a focus. And it's really important for coaches to realize, not that you don't do other things, but just that you want to kind of pick an expertise so that people can find you.
And you know, you talk about this issue of focus, and I'm right there with you. I think this is so difficult for coaches. They want to talk so often about what the process is and not about what it is, what is the problem they're solving. And to me, that's, I'm hearing, when you say focus, I'm hearing identify what it is you're going to change, not how you're going to do it, but what it is. What is the benefit of this coaching?
Exactly.
Am I close to understanding you correctly?
Yeah, you want to be very, very clear about what people are going to get out of working with you. You know, and there's an old saying, I think it goes, people don't care about how much you know until they know how much you care. A lot of people will come and work with you even if they're not really sure exactly what it is you do, but they know that they're going to get an outcome. Like I have one of my clients, he works with people who have different aches and pains, right? And I teach people how to actually make a claim in the marketplace so that people go, wow, I really want to work with you. And his claim is that he can cure your chronic back pain in 6 sessions or less. And he
wow,
can actually do
specific.
That. I mean, I'm not coaching people to do things, you know. Well, I mean, this is all about integrity, right? So I'm not coaching people to say things that they can't do. But I am very clear about that there are claims that people need to make about what they actually do so that other people go, wow, you can do that? Well, how do you do that? And then you're like, oh, well, come and, you know, have a session with me and I'll show you.
And you know, this clarity about what I'm going to do for the client, or this focus, also seems to tie in very nicely with, you know, you tie together the two words, confidence and clarity. And if I'm clear about what I do, I'm going to have to be confident about what the benefit is for you. Talk about those two working together a little bit for us.
Well, once you get really clear about what you do and the benefits of what you do, there's a sense of confidence that naturally comes into it, because you're looking at, oh, yeah, this is actually the transformation that I cause. Like, you know, I used to have an awesome client who was a trainer, physical trainer, and once I got him to see the transformation that actually occurred for his clients, it wasn't just that they got great-looking bodies. It would be, you know, they'd lose weight, their confidence would raise, they'd actually date, and some of them actually got married. So, I mean, that's the transformation that actually occurs. Or I have right now I have a client who is like, Ann, you know, I teach people and I work with people to have like a very high-end wedding that doesn't cost them very much money. And I'm like, well, you know what you actually do? You actually give people a experience of really an heartfelt experience that's historical, that brings their families together in a way that they never would if they hadn't had this experience. So it's just a different way of looking at what you do. And when you start to see that, it's much more of a heart-centered type of way of looking at things than it is from the head, which is a little bit more about, well, this is what I do, you know. I take you through this process, or I do this, this, and this, and this. It's very important where we are right now as a group of people, because we're in what I call the high-tech, low-touch area. Lots of people are on their computers and trying to make connections that way and things like that. It's very important to really be transparent and be open when you're talking to other people. No longer do you have to be perfect. It's almost like if you're a mess, but you've conquered your mess or come out the other side on some level, you're better off talking about that. I call it, you make your mess your message.
You know, the thought entered my mind while I was listening to you that I'll bet it's almost easier for the coach's clients to describe what the coach does than it is for the coach themselves to describe it.
Well, you know, I say that to my clients too, which is so great. I have people, you know, I have coaches, and they're like, "Well, Ann, I'm not really perfectly clear about the transformation that I cause." And I'm like, "Well, you know what? Why don't you ask your clients? Why don't you say to them, you know, ask them some questions, tell them you're working on your marketing, and you'd like to interview them. Hey, you know what? What have you gotten out of working with me? What do you think the biggest transformation has happened in your life?" All those kinds of things. You could ask other people and get all of your marketing. And what's really cool about that is you want to be able to write your marketing the way that your client speaks. So I often, you know, I'm correcting people's jargon and all that kind of stuff. A lot of coaches like to say, you know, I deal with the realm of possibility. It's kind of meaningless to a regular person. The realm of possibility, I'm like, okay. You know, so when you ask your client, it's really great, or prospective clients or people that you've worked with, they'll tell you, and you want to pay close attention to how they say it, because they're not always using vocabulary or, you know, ontologically, they're not always speaking exactly in a certain way. And that's what you want to pay attention to, because when you write the things that you're going to write to attract your clients, you want to speak exactly how your clients talk. It's very powerful.
I love this, and I hope our listeners are really getting it, because what you just gave them was some great tips on how they can get started and be ready even before they have that first conversation with you, is talk to their clients. Find out from the clients what the client is getting from your coaching. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what I say about coaching? Most of us that fall into the category of what I call, you know, the heart-centered serving types of people have been coaching in our families since we were little kids. So even if you don't have any clients, people around you know what conversations you've had with them and what has transformed in their own lives. And you can just ask.
Right.
So it's even good for it's even good in that way for people starting up.
And I'm going to, our producer's waving at me. Let's just take one more break, and then I'll come back, and we can kind of pull this together, and but I'll be right back with you.
Smart Business Network is a business-to-business multimedia company providing insight, advice, and strategy for C-level executives of fast growth, middle market, and large companies. As one of the nation's largest publishers of local management journals, under the Smart Business name, Smart Business Network publishes 19 regional print editions, presents dozens of large and small-scale business conferences and award programs, and produces a vibrant interactive digital media presence. For more information, visit us at www.sbnonline.com.
Okay, we're back with Ann Bennett, and Ann's talking about clarity and confidence, that as a coach, if you aren't clear as to what the transformation is that you bring to your clients, then how are you going to express that to prospective clients? And you've got a little formula that I've seen on your website or your material about clarity and confidence. What is that, Ann?
Oh, the three C's? Are we speaking of the three C's? It's clarity plus
C's.
Confidence equals cash. And, you know, I like to use the word cash because we don't really talk about that all the time. We kind of, when we're in the helping professions, a lot of people, they don't want to talk about the monetary value of things. But it's very, very important, you know, to just be talking about those things. It's an outcome, you know. It's nothing, gosh, you know, Doug, it's really not about the money, ultimately. But the money affects every area of your life. And so you want to make sure that, obviously, you're being paid well for what it is you do. And when you understand with clarity the transformation that you cause, what you bring to the table, how you really transform another person, when you really get present to that, it's priceless. It's priceless. Saving people's marriages, helping people in leadership roles to really communicate with other people, to bring an affinity of a team together, to help people communicate with their kids, you know, all those different levels, priceless, priceless things that coaches cause in other people's lives.
So priceless. I think I've seen that commercial on television. I love it.
Yeah, I think it's American Express, right? For everything else is priceless. I mean, but ultimately, you know, we forget, or we don't, I know I do this too, I don't even fully acknowledge who I am in the world and what I do for other people. It's always learning to, and I mean that not in an egocentric way, but just in a way of really saying and knowing, yeah, you know, when I come to the table, this is what happens for another person. You know, I have clients that have worked with other people, and they come to work with me, and they're like, you know, Ann, this doesn't work, this doesn't work, and this doesn't work. I've already done it. I've already tried it. And I said, here's the thing that you want to know. We're now working together, and we're creating a synergy together that is very different than whomever else you've worked with. And I just want you to open your mind and let go of whatever's happened in the past, because the past is a whole set of things that have happened. You know, like the way to success is through a whole series of failures. And we have this strange notion that we shouldn't fail at things, but the failures are really all really what's happening all the time as you master something. And so I say to them, listen, you know, would you be open to trying something that I'm going to suggest? And fortunately for me, because I work with a lot of my ideal clients, they say, okay, let's just try it. And I'm always, you know, I'm like a little child. I'm completely delighted when somebody will try something that they've done before, and then we get a totally different outcome. You know, it's kind of like people want to, we're all like this. We want to know the answers, but there's really no answer, ultimately. There's just not an answer. And if you can remove yourself from judgments and wanting an answer and open yourself to questioning, which is what coaches do all the time, is ask questions, right, to their clients. In marketing, it's the same thing. You want to just ask questions, and then you want to let it happen, what I call let it happen. But, you know, there's a series of steps to that in the, any sales process. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. And you know, I want to share, I was introduced to a quote today that I think ties in with what you're talking about, and it just really hit me. It's by Eric Hoffer, who's a philosopher, and the saying is, in a time of drastic change, it is the learners who inherit the earth. The learned find themselves equipped to live in a world that no longer exists. So
yeah,
it's all about learning, not about what you learned in the past. And I think that's what I hear you saying, that willingness to step out and learn, to be audacious, to experiment, to be open to the fact that the answer isn't what's important. It's the exploration of answers that's probably going to give you the most benefit.
Exactly.
Am I close?
I mean, often, I just met with a client today, real successful, also one of my few good men. And, you know, he was like, I've tried this, I've tried this, and I've tried that. And I said, you know what? Marketing is really about that. Marketing is like trying something and seeing if you get any result. If you get some result that you want, great, do it over and over. I call that rinse and repeat. If you don't get the result you want, you tweak it. Maybe there's something you left out. Maybe there's a direction that you didn't quite hit it right on the mark. You tweak it a bit, and sometimes you get exactly what you want then. If you keep working it and nothing happens, then you just go do something else. Try another thing. And again, part of what we're doing is exploring, because the different personalities, when we're talking about the energy signatures, different personalities will be very successful with different types of marketing. It's not everybody who is going to be a successful speaker, you know, or speak in front of groups of people. Some people, what they're more proficient at or what they're more comfortable doing even is one-to-one or very small groups of people. So it's important to kind of allow yourself to explore, because when you're building anything, I call it, you know, you move away, you move out of your comfort zone and you move into what I call the zone of terror.
I don't want to go there.
And then the zone of terror is when you start to do things that you don't know what the heck you're doing or how it's going to go. And that's when it's extremely important to have a coach. It's extremely important to be surrounded by other people that are out in that same arena, because they understand what you're going through. And they can coach you through things and go, yeah, don't stop, just keep going.
So, Anne, that brings me to the question, you know, with your background in design and advertising and that, why did you pick coaches as your sort of target market?
Oh, you know, Doug, I think when I have done a lot of personal growth and development. It's actually my favorite thing to do. And when I looked out there into the world and I looked to see, you know, I originally thought I might be a life coach myself. I've done a lot of different trainings, and I bring all of those trainings together when I work with people, you know, effectiveness and how to be transparent and how to really be audacious and live out what I call living on the edge. If you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much room. But I think, you know, for me, I just love the coaches. I love what coaches bring to other people. And really, coaches are the people that really transform other people's lives and make a tremendous difference. So when I was choosing who did I want to be a hero to, I decided that I wanted to be a hero in the coaching arena to help other coaches really be successful.
I love that answer, and let me tell you, you're one of my heroes. So, and you mentioned
Thank
that you wanted to make an offer, I believe, to our
listeners.
Oh,
yeah. I wanted to really extend an offer to everyone who's listening on the show. It's a 30-minute complimentary consultation with me on your marketing, your mindset, any questions you have about your business, where to start, where you are right now, and what might be the next best step for you, and a way that I can look and see, you know, a lot of times it's easier for me to look and see where you're stopping yourself than it is for you to see it. So I wanted to offer everybody, you know, this free complimentary session with me, and you can do that by calling me, which I love, so please call, 949-287-6410. Or you can email me at ann@irresistiblemarketing.net. I'll just spell it because everyone misspells it. IRRESISTIBLEMARKETING.net. You know, and I'll be so happy to speak to you and get connected with you and listen to where you are and give you some tips and suggestions about what would be the fastest path to cash or what would be the most attractive thing to do to attract clients or any of your other questions about your business.
What a wonderful offer. So, hey, audience, if you don't take her up on this, you are missing a big, big bet because I'll tell you, I'm going to take her up on it.
Yeah, Doug, call me up. I promise I'll leave you inspired.
So, and you know, as we kind of wrap up here, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about or that I interrupted you on that you kind of want to summarize for our audience here before we sort of sign off?
Well, you know, I just want to really reiterate that, you know, being your true self is really the most effective formula for success that there is. And it's one of the things that often, you know, we've been trained and taught not to be who we really are when we go to school and things like that. But it's really the key to doing, being passionate about what it is you do and really enjoying what it is you do. And I just want to leave everybody with my sign-off, which is breathe deeply, laugh loudly, and be audacious.
I love it. Ann Bennett, thank you very much for being with us, and welcome to the Coaching Perspective community. Well, look, we've been listening to Ann Bennett. She gave you how to get in touch with her. Let me just repeat that. Her phone number, 949-287-6410. She likes to talk to people. She's a face-to-face person, so that's her preferred method. If you can't handle that and you've got to resort to technology, you can always send her an email, ann@irresistiblemarketing.net. Ann is the author of founder of her program of 7-step irresistible marketing and mindset system. You can find more about that on the internet, and she's got a great website, lots of material there. Some freebies on there that would really give you an idea of what she does and where you're going from that. So what did I get out of today's conversation? Hey, she gave me some great ideas. My big takeaways for the day, what's your unique genius? What is your unique genius? If you can't identify what your unique genius is, how are you going to end up communicating that to someone else? Number two, what's your energy signature? I hadn't heard that before. But the idea seems to make a lot of sense, that we all project our energy in different ways. And if you can identify what is the way that your energy expresses itself, then you can sort of customize, with Ann's help, your marketing program to take advantage of your method, of your unique energy signature. And the last thing, my three takeaways, is what is your irresistible, compelling story? You know, you need to sit down and write that. I have never coached anyone that wasn't a fascinating individual. Once you get to know people, once you get to break through that, hi, how are you, what's the weather like, I am amazed at the stories that I hear from people. And you have those stories inside you, and your clients, your prospective clients, want to know what those stories are. I heard a speaker this week who was talking about how his goal is to change the world, and how he came to that from moving away from his business of just making a lot of money. And he told his story about being a 300-pound-plus young individual, not very healthy, and how that turned around. And he's standing in front of the audience as this trim, fit young guy that rides bicycles for more miles than I can imagine, you know. Everybody has a unique story. I listened to Betsy Sanders at lunch today talking at the Center Club, talking about her stories of customer service. Betsy's the guru behind bringing Nordstrom's from the Pacific Northwest into the rest of the world and creating that, you know, that unique customer service image that everybody knows about, the Nordstrom story about the woman who took her tires back to Nordstrom's and wanted a refund. And Nordstrom's doesn't sell tires, in case you don't know it, but Nordstrom's gave her the refund. You know, what kind of customer service is that? But it created a legend, an image of Nordstrom service. What a story. So that's what Ann Bennett's telling us today. What's your irresistible, compelling story that your clients should know? So, hey, it's been a great conversation, as always, with our guests and with you, our listeners. Unique situation. We're going to be dark for the next 2 weeks on this show. OC Talk Radio will not be dark, but between my schedule and our producer's schedule, we're going to have 2 weeks off here, and that's going to help us do some things, and we're going to come back at you with some great new graphics on the radio page and some new exciting things on our website. Hey, it's not that you're not going to hear from me for 2 weeks. I'm going to be sending out my weekly coaching tips through our radio show newsletter, and if you're not receiving that, go to the website, www.thecoachingperspective.com, and sign up for our newsletter, and we'll see that you get it. So this is Doug Gefeller signing off. I hope you enjoyed the show today, that the discussion has provided you with new ideas and information that you can use to identify and achieve your goals. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the only show that looks at business from a different perspective. It's the Coaching Perspective with Master Certified Coach Doug Gefeller.